Hi there, this is EndUser from An Edge Drive Through Babylon, a weekly show focusing on techno, electro, and obscure electronic music. Check it out at www.radio.tlmn.com. But right now, you're listening to the most fucking elite show on the net. Infonomicon, news you need, like it or not.
This is Infonomicon Radio episode 31. It is strange how I can say Infonomicon and I cannot say BitTorrent or BindRev.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph. A little piece of practical poetry. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now.
The apocalyptic vision of a criminally insane, charismatic cult leader.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. You're the man who would not take it anymore. Who would not let... Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. You're the man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone!
We have to strike now, sir! Annihilate! Kill! Kill! Annihilate! Kill! Kill! Annihilate! Kill! Kill!
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks.
I'm as mad as hell! They are not my defenders anymore!
Well, this is Droops, and this is Infonomicon Radio, episode 31, and today we have a very special guest. I actually met this man through another man that likes men, and we all slept in the same hotel room together. And his name is Ice Knife. Ice Knife, how are you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Have you ever been on an internet radio show before?
I sure have not.
Have you ever listened to an internet radio show?
Yeah, I've listened to this one before. I think you were on it, actually.
Excellent. So all you have is Infonomicon experience, huh?
That is correct.
Well, great. We'll just keep it right at that level, and we won't have to improve any. So what have you been working on computer-related recently?
I'm a Wi-Fi bazooka. I took a Yagi antenna that I built that was a 33 dB gain antenna. And I measured out using some computer programs to get the proper size of the bazooka tube. And then I went and got furnace pipe, and I mounted the Yagi antenna into it, put a handle and a laser sight on it, plan on painting it camo, and it's a Wi-Fi bazooka. We were playing around with it, 45 miles range, line of sight.
Damn, boy. It's too bad you don't live out in the desert. You could test that really easily.
Well, actually, I wish I had a helicopter. That's how I'd love to test it. Yeah, we were going to use it in Atlanta to screw rocket over. Didn't have time, though. I didn't make it down. So it's going to be at DEF CON this year.
And how are you planning on getting this bazooka to DEF CON?
Well, I'm going to mail it to my friend because I'm not taking it on the plane with me. He'll probably just shoot me as I walk up to the counter. Could I check this bazooka in through metal detector?
You know, you're actually allowed to take weapons on a plane. Like, my dad travels and goes hunting a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to have, in a locked case, you have to check your gun, and they have to open the case and inspect it to make sure it's unloaded.
Okay, here's my question for you. Has your dad ever had a bazooka take on an airplane?
Well, when they open it up to inspect it and they find out it's just an antenna.
Yeah, the whole walking up to the gate may be the scary part. This is my carry-on.
So how did you go about building an antenna with, what'd you say, 33 gain?
Yep. 44-inch long Yagi antenna.
How much does something like this cost to build?
I probably use maybe 6 feet worth of wire.
Really?
Yeah. I want to say LMR 400. I'm not for sure on that. I can't remember what kind of wire I used. But you can get the instructions on how to build one online just by searching in Google for Yagi antenna.
Okay.
And basically, all you do is you use your thick cable wire that you'd use for, like, your antennas in your car if you're going to mount them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so thick you can just solder the shielding and the regular metal piece and you can get, make a Yagi antenna that way. You just got to go by your length, everything for your DB gain.
So you solder the inner conductor and the that mesh stuff on the outside?
Correct.
Together?
Not together, but it's kind of like trying to kind of put, you know, like a crankshaft looks like, how there's all those little pieces up, down, up, down, up, down, kind of checkered?
Uh-huh.
You solder it like that.
Okay.
You could probably buy a Yagi antenna as well. It probably works just as well. But I wanted to make mine from scratch.
And how do you hook this into your laptop, I assume?
I hook it into, right now I have a Buffalo card. I love that company. Great, great Wi-Fi company. If you've never heard of them, go and check them out. They're some of the best Wi-Fi equipment besides Cisco you can buy. Like, we've used the Orionco card with the little MMC connectors.
Mm-hmm.
But the Buffalo card yields a better result.
Excellent. So how are you testing this thing? Are you setting up like an access point really far away and trying to aim it?
Well, actually, we drive around and one person holds it, points it at people's houses. That's what the laser pointer comes in handy for. You can kind of pinpoint where you're pointing it at. Haven't had any problems yet. Probably a good thing that no cops ever saw us.
So on your laptop, are you running Linux or are you running Windows?
Actually, I have both.
Okay.
I won't lie, I prefer Linux, I prefer Kismet, but, you know, you can't get rid of Windows, because unfortunately they've integrated themselves in basically every part of America.
Well, I myself have a dual booting laptop, which I'm working on right now, because Windows, for some reason, will be running great, and it'll just stop, and it'll reboot, and it won't come all the way up to boot, I have to power off completely.
That's standard for Windows, isn't it?
I think so, but I really am trying to track this problem down. Like, I don't know what it is.
It's programmed that way.
It's programmed that way.
Don't worry, they'll have a security patch. Because they only release 20, and Linux releases tons, remember?
Yeah.
My Windows is more secure than Linux.
That's right. I actually have some articles that I was going to read, if we don't talk long enough, and one of them is about... The Air Force has standardized computers where, you know, they have very specific ones that they make. So when they test out a patch for something, you know, it applies to a broad range of computers instead of having to test out just for one specific one. And Microsoft is working out a deal with them where they're actually going to get the patches earlier than everybody else. And I think that's pretty shitty. Granted, the Air Force needs, you know, to be updated and probably better than us. But I would feel really bad if a vendor was supporting someone else before myself and in my production environment. How's that for buzzwords?
Well, my question is, why the hell hasn't the Air Force gone to Linux yet? I mean, NASA's done it. I do believe the Army uses it. I mean, why is the Air Force rocking the boat?
That's a really good question. There's a lot of viable alternatives to Windows.
Next question is, how much is the Air Force spending of our dollars to get these extra patches before everybody else?
That's actually was going to be the quote of the week. I'm glad we brought this up. The chief technical officer of the Air Force, like, you know, big shit in the frickin' Air Force, said that they spend more money patching machines than they do purchasing the software for the machines.
Ooh.
I think that's kind of interesting.
That right there tells you all you need to know about Windows.
So what version of Linux do you run?
I like Slackware.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really big into hacking, what they told you about.
The Hacking 9?
Pack of Nine, yep. Great, great distro.
Why don't you elaborate on that, because I'm sure a lot of people have never heard of that.
It's an amazing, amazing distro. It's basically for people who are supposed to be network security specialists. It comes prepackaged. It's about 25 tools you can use to test your internet, Wi-Fi, just all your securities, Kismet, AirSnort, AirPwned, anything you need. You can find it at www.hakin9.com. It's a Swedish magazine, I do believe, as well.
Hmm. They ship the magazine to the United States.
They will. It's very expensive. And I haven't purchased it yet. I've read a couple of the online articles. It seems very, very solid in their information.
Excellent. Well, that's kind of unprofessional. Someone's calling my cell phone. But fortunately, this isn't a professional radio show. This is actually underground radio. We're allowed to do whatever we want.
It's probably your wife.
I know. She calls me all the time. So how's your wife doing? Did you tell her about DC?
As little as possible.
When I mention DC, I'm referring to ShmooCon, where did you make it to a talk?
One.
Which one?
I don't even remember anymore. Locksmithing 101, I think it was.
I think you're lying.
No, I made it to one. And only for about 10 minutes. Because my cell phone rang and I had to leave.
Was this on Friday?
Yes. It's on Friday when my uncle came and picked me up. So he could go drinking in three states.
Ice Knife went to the computer conference, and I've heard of people going to these things and not attending the meetings because they were hanging out and talking about computers, but like I didn't even see him most of the time. And then when I did see him, he got cut off at the open bar.
Can I say, I'm professional.
He's professional. What else have you been doing?
Not a whole lot, actually, lately. I've been working with the public and fixing their computers, which is the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
So have you tried out the new Microsoft anti-spyware?
Actually, I have. And you know what? That thing is a bastard to get off. It installs great, wonderful, but taking that thing off, it hates it. It does not want to be removed from your computer whatsoever.
I found a couple quirks about the thing. There's actually something that I figured out the other day, because if you haven't run Windows with the Microsoft anti-spyware, it'll pop up all the time when things are trying to change, like when a new WinSock DL is trying to get installed, or your browser is trying to get changed to something else. And it gives you a lot of information and then asks you yes or no. But there's actually an option to turn it to idiot user, where it doesn't ask you, would you like this to be allowed? It just tells you, I allowed this, or I didn't allow this. And that makes it a lot easier for dumb people.
That's how Microsoft is anyway.
Yeah.
I allow you to do this with the start button. I allow you to do this. I don't allow you to do this. I don't allow you to change the script. I don't allow you to modify me.
I've been using it a lot at work. I find it handy, but it does cause some problems. The movie theater in town lets their people just browse whatever they want. And when they don't have a secured machine, of course, it's going to be full of spyware and crap like this. And it was affecting their business because things wouldn't work properly. I went over there and cleaned them up. And they had some old shitty DOS program that was networked together through shared drives. And whoever set it up wasn't thinking properly at all. And he shared a drive off the server for the server to use as the drive. And I think Microsoft anti-spyware said, hey, this is stupid. Mapped a network drive on myself and erased that and caused a little havoc for them. But I mean, they have like 5 employees. They could have just written it down.
Yeah. Well, you know what else?
What's that?
You have to have another antivirus to even get it to work properly, because I found that you can have Microsoft antivirus, but if you don't have Adaware or Spybot, you're not catching all of them, because Spybot will catch some that it says that Microsoft doesn't catch, and Microsoft will catch some that it says Spybot doesn't catch.
Yeah, I've been playing with that too. I think that Adware and Spybot do a really good job. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I think Microsoft will find traces of stuff that isn't there anymore, and it'll say that it's there, just to kind of make it look like it's working hard.
I can see that. Now, my question I have with you is, why would we trust a company like Microsoft to take off all spyware itself? Don't they rely on spyware themselves in a way?
Well, I don't just use this one, but I do like how it has that resident feature where it'll stay on all the time.
Yeah.
And for people that aren't going to run their Adware scans and aren't going to run anything, it's nice having that. I wish Adware had something like that.
Yeah, but have you ever ran Adware Spybot and you get this one called, I think it's DS Exploit or something?
Mm-hmm.
And that all that is your Internet Explorer. That's why you get it from the start. You can install a brand new operating system, rewipe everything clean, you run it first thing without getting on the Internet, and that'll pop up. Because that is Microsoft spyware that's there from the start. So we're expecting a company that puts spyware on their machine to use their spyware protector? Sure. I mean, who'd say it's not going to be biased? Oh, we'll accept that. Yeah, that's okay. That's ours.
Well, just wait till you have to start paying for that bastard.
Oh, I know. Yep.
So what other, since we're on the topic of Microsoft and spyware, what other tools do you use? Adware, Spybot?
Actually, I use an antivirus called AVG.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great antivirus. It's free. I'm cheap. So you can get it at www.gristoff.com.
That's true. I use a program called Hijack This.
That's actually a good program.
Which
I love
is
that program.
And everywhere you look on the internet, it's not rated very high. So people would pass it up. They say, oh, here's a 5-star program instead of this little... shit, Hijack This. Hijack This runs really, really well.
Yeah, that's the point. It runs well. You can do so much with that program.
Did you read any news lately that our listeners would enjoy?
I read about the EU license in Microsoft. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Okay.
They need to comply with them a little bit more, or they can be fined up to $100 million a day, I think. $100 million a day? You know? I'd like to have the money that they're getting fined, because I'm broke, so. If anybody wants to send me money, I'll give them my address.
So, whatever came of that, did they comply, or they...
I don't know, I haven't had any news to say if they've complied or not.
I imagine they're appealing it.
Yeah, and it'll last a couple years before no one cares anymore. I think the digital set-top box information is kind of interesting.
Okay.
Not really about computers, but your cable company makes you buy their cable box when you do digital cable. That's just kind of the way they've always made money, and that's why they keep track of you. I mean, you can always get your cable box, they say, but they prefer if you buy their cable box to get all the features. Well, the government finally has stepped in, and they said that, no, that can't happen anymore. It's all going to be card-based, and you buy your own cable box, so you get whatever features you want. But now the cable companies, some of the bigger wigs like Time Warner, has got that the government to push that back a year. But the funny thing is, Microsoft, I don't know why they're in on this, actually supports that and thinks that the deadline should happen.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting that Microsoft thinks and it should happen that way, that people should be able to choose their own digital set boxes. My question is, do you think Microsoft's thinking about jumping into the digital TV market?
Well, let's see. Can they fuck over people? Yes. Is there some money to be made? Yes. Is it anything to do with their core business? No. Pretty much, yeah. I think they would be.
Xbox. That's all I got to say.
Have they been turning a profit with the Xbox?
Actually, they have been now. I love my Xbox. I'll tell you what, there's never been a way I could spend $100, $150, and get myself a 700 megahertz computer. It's the best darn server you could ever hope for to run Linux. It runs Linux so amazingly well. I love it. And it plays, copies of games lovely with the right software.
You say, and, so you're anti-Microsoft, all about Linux kind of guy then, huh?
Yeah. Hi. You know what? Microsoft got its good things. I gotta have it for video games. Cause I tell you what, Wine and programs like that in Linux just don't cut it. I wish developers would spend more time with Linux. I think that they have a base of gamers there that they would never have expected.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, if you're a hardcore gamer, you're just going to boot off of Windows if you have to.
Yeah.
So
I'm huge in Final Fantasy XI. And I tell you what, I wish I could get it run Linux. I tried everything. It's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Windows got me. But, you know, you can find a copy of Windows online pretty easy.
What are you talking about? Piracy?
Oh, no, no. Tiger Direct and buy a cheap copy of Windows XP. License, even.
Go to, what's that, Ares.com and download this thing. It gives you Windows for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a program called GNucleus. Those people there, they have license codes with it. So I figured it's legal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about P2P right now. The iTunes is so bloody expensive. I'm not going to pay $1 a song to fill up my iPod.
All right, my iPod holds 40 gigs.
Okay.
I haven't done the math in my head. Let's just say it cost me $5,000 to fill it up.
Actually, I can tell you how much it cost. It cost you $10,000 to fill it up. It holds roughly 10,000 songs.
Okay. $10,000 to fill that thing up? A lot of damn money.
Yeah, it is a lot of damn money.
Do you have an iPod yet? Yeah, you do have an iPod.
I do have an iPod. I have the same one you do, probably.
The 40 gig black and white?
Fourth generation, yep.
Yeah.
Click wheel, I love it.
What do you carry a lot of music on it?
Oh, yeah.
I have no music on mine.
Is yours all files?
No, it's all, it's files, but it's all internet radio shows.
Podcasting, ah.
Well, that too. There's a lot of shows that are really good that haven't gone to the podcasting dark side yet. In the Now, it's a really good show. He hasn't done the podcasting thing yet. A lot of people are trying to make money off the whole podcasting thing, and it kind of taints free shows like this.
Yeah.
Where we don't make money. In fact, we lose money selling T-shirts to people because they just pay for shipping and the T-shirt itself, and then I have to buy the container to ship it in.
Yeah, I want my T-shirt, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a triple extra large?
Double X.
Double X. That's right. I have it written down. I'm trying to make an order before Nauticon, which is coming up.
Oh, that sounds like fun, man. I wish I could go.
On the 8th. Yeah, they're going to have like a TV
but I am going to
and radio. You are going to DEF CON.
I am
going to
be at DEF CON, and I will be at Freaknik. And both of them will feature the Wi-Fi Bazooka.
Excellent. I'm anxious to see it at Freaknik. I don't think I'm going to make it out to DEF CON.
Oh, I offered free room and board.
Yeah, I don't really want to take the wife.
I'm not either.
It's not that I don't like her, it's that I don't think she would enjoy herself with us.
Of course not. There's nothing to do in Las Vegas for women. Oh, I got the coolest gadget, and anybody and everybody needs this gadget.
Okay.
It cost me $18 after shipping everything.
Okay.
I was searching through eBay through USB flash drives, thinking, I need a USB flash drive. So I'm digging through eBay, just searching around. This is like the coolest eBay find ever. I started noticing these watches that they're nice watch-looking watches, and they have built-in USB storage devices with a little cable. And it all tucks away and hides into your watch. So, and they're $9.99 on eBay, and I'm like, it's got like $10 shipping. I'm like, like 128 megabytes, that's all I need really for a watch. Like, why not? So I bought one. Well, I got it yesterday. It is one of the sharpest looking watches I've ever got in my life. And I've had like fossil watches and stuff. And this watch is amazing looking. And it is the coolest thing ever. Like today at work, I was like, I wonder how noticeable it'd be if I'm still in files or something. Plug that baby right in the front of the computer. So it's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just checking the computer over. Okay. I mean, it's so simple because your hands are up against the power button. Take whatever files you want, you're good to go. It's so amazing. It is the coolest thing ever.
Is it built well?
It's built incredibly well. I was shocked. It was like $20 on eBay.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think we're going to have to start wrapping the show up.
Okay.
Do you have any friends that you want to say hi to?
No, not really. Everybody hates me.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say thank you for being on the show.
Not a problem.
Well, I think this has been an episode of Infonomicon. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Our website is infonomicon.org. My name is Droops. My email is droops@gmail.com. My guest's name is Ice Knife, and his email address is...
IceKnife@gmail.com.
How original. And if you have any questions about the Wi-Fi bazooka or anything like that, he's actually a pretty intelligent fella, even though we just kind of rambled on. And I'm sure he'd love to answer any kind of question you had.
I have some blueprints I can mail out to people.
Hey, yeah, you should send those to me and I'll put them on our website.
Sounds good.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Not a problem.
And I don't think we cussed enough, so real quick, fuck, shit, pussy, motherfucker, cunt. Oh, and I'm supposed to say Obfuscated's name 4 times, so I'll say that later. Good night, everybody. We're Mickey Finn.
It's the same story the crow told me. It's the only one we know. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hit, barely time to wait. Whoa, oh, what I want to know. I've got me a violin, and I beg you for the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, whoa, what I want to know. Some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle Don's band, way to the time. Come on the lonely couple alone, he's come to take.
Obfuscated is a sexy little obfuscated.
I just want to rub my boobs up and down his sexy little obfuscated body.